This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hi everybody, Jim Z here, your host for Radio Doc Dogs. I'm glad you're here because I have a lot to tell you. Let's get started by finding out what's going on this weekend in the wonderful world of Doc Dogs events. Well, April 29th and 30th, it is the Ironman Outdoor Event Wildcard Event. That is a Doc Dogs worldwide event, and I believe that is in Mississippi. As I'm looking at the events page right now on the Doc Dogs website, it doesn't say, and I've commented to Doc Dogs a couple times that that's really irritating, not just for Radio Doc Dog shows, but if I'm trying to look and see where something is, I don't even know what state this is in. You actually have to go in and put in the address and Google it, and it comes up eventually, and I think that's how I figured it out. It was a while ago, but so that's April 29th through the 30th. It is a wild card event, so if you can find it, you have a good chance of getting an invitation to Worlds, as the wild card events and the regionals are part of your road to Worlds. Also going on this weekend, Care-A-Lot Canine Sporting Extravaganza, April 29th through May 1st. And that is the Care-A-Lot Pet Supply Store in Virginia Beach, Virginia, one of Doc Dog's longtime running events. I'm not sure how many years this has gone on here at Care-A-Lot. It's always a wonderful event, great location. The weather is usually pretty nice. I want to say 7, 8, 9 years now at this event. It's not their longest running, but it's close. It might be second or third place as far as one of Doc Dog's, you know, repeating events yearly. Those are the two events going on in the world of Doc Dogs this weekend. I hope maybe you're heading out to one of those and having a fantastic time. If you do, I also want to touch a little bit of base because I'm processing. You know, for those that don't know, I really love taking pictures at Doc Dogs events, and I have a great time. I have a couple different cameras, a couple different lenses, and there are some fantastic Doc Dogs photographers out there, and I'm sure they'll kind of understand what I'm talking about, but I'm kind of picky. I like my light a certain way, and as I've grown with photography and learned about it, I've learned to see the light in right directions that make for good pictures and what doesn't make a good picture. And right now, I am just dealing with a situation where I'm going through and I'm trying to cull the pictures and fix up what needs fixed. And it's a situation where the dock was with the back of the dock, with the, where the sun was going towards the back of the dock. It was going, starting off. If you're standing at the end of the pool looking at the dock, it started off on your left in the morning, but there were a bunch of trees there, so it was shaded all morning long. And then it went behind the dock, behind the back panel of the dock, and then the sun finally came out to the right side of the dock, not quite all the way, maybe 45 degrees. That means, for me, the only good shooting really is going to be in the evening when the sun's setting. And even then, it wasn't even, I don't even know if it was quite 45 degrees, but it was just a struggle. So my advice and the point I'm trying to get to is don't ever point the back of the dock to where the sun's going. I realize that we don't want dogs jumping into the sun, especially for EV. Although, to be quite honest with you, when the dogs are jumping into the sun for EV, those are my best pictures. Those are my favorite pictures. I love them. I don't know how the other photographers feel, but I just love those pictures. So for me, if I see that, I'm from the photographer's point of view, I'm like, these are going to be awesome EV pictures. Now, from a competitor's point of view, you probably have a different opinion. So there needs to be a compromise in there somewhere. I suggest for anyone, any of the clubs that are setting up a dock and a pool, and also for any of the Doc Dogs crew that's setting up a pool, you know, take a look at it. I realize that you guys always, you're very good at accounting for the sun and making sure it's not in the eyes of the dogs for EV. But don't just flip the pool completely the opposite way either, because it's just going to make for bad pictures. And there's a couple programs online. I'm sure you can get them on your phone too. There's one called Magic Hour Calculator. There's another one called Sun Calc. And you can put in the address where you're at. It'll even show you an overhead Google map. It'll show you where the sun's going to be all day long, which way it's going to travel. And I use that a lot in photography, even before I get to an event, to see, you know, where the sun might be, even if I don't know which direction the pool's going to be set up. Sometimes people ask me, which way should we set up the pool? And I am more than happy to take a look at it and give you my best advice. And then you make your choice from there. I'm obviously not the final decision, but if you really want good pictures, these are some of the things you have to consider. And I think the competitors would be just as interested in understanding and knowing that as well. that you're not going to get great pictures when the sun, the dog's faces are in shade all day long, or it's the sun's to their back all day long. You know, there's some creative things that some photographers can do out there. I've seen them do it. But it's just never going to be as good as when at least you have some of that light going on the dog. So that's just my photography tidbit for today. Speaking of photography, don't forget about Doc Dog's video and photo contest. Instead of going through all the details again right here, I'm just going to play this commercial for you. Would you like to win $100? It's as simple as snapping a picture or taking some video from this event right here and submitting to the Doc Dog's photo and video contest. You could win $100. Now, you do not have to be a competitor. Maybe you're just a spectator. You don't have to be a pro photographer or videographer. You don't need a big fancy camera. This is more than a photo or video contest. It's about capturing a great moment more than it's about any technical details. So any camera, including your cell phones, GoPro style, and pretty much anything else that takes digital pictures and video will work. And the winning images don't necessarily need to be of jumping dogs. Maybe you captured a cute moment between a dog and a handler sharing a hug or kiss. Maybe it's a silly face that someone made. Or maybe it's a new world record being broken. The subject matter is endless as long as it pertains to Doc Dogs and the images that you submit are your own and not someone else's. Rules and regulations that you need to know before submitting do apply. Go to DocDogs.com for all the details. So get your cameras ready and give yourself a chance to win 100 bucks. The winning images may be in front of you right now. So that's the Doc Dogs video and photo contest, folks. I hope that everyone participates. It's going to be really fun. A lot of these photos, even if they're not winning photos, could be used at Worlds and in slideshows and for some of the videos. And don't forget, Dueling Dogs has the exact same contest, exact same payouts, and it's not combined. Dueling Dogs and Doc Dogs, it's separate, and so is the photo contest. So there can be winners there as well. So if you were down at the event a couple weeks ago in North Fort Myers, maybe you got some fantastic photos there. They don't even have to be fantastic. Maybe it's just that key moment that you captured on video or in a photograph, and that easily could be a winner as well. So that's the Doc Dogs photo and video contest. I hope you participate in that. Everyone, of course, is welcome. All right, well, I have a wonderful, wonderful guest coming up, and I do apologize because her interview is a bit dated. This took place a couple weeks ago, and then all kinds of other stuff started going on and taking place. But I was speaking with Cassie Swift, and Cassie, I get to see her maybe once a year if I'm lucky. If I'm really lucky, it's twice or three times a year. I don't think she comes east. She needs to come east more, Cassie. Yeah, come visit some of the fine Doc Doggers along the East Coast, in Ohio, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, all those areas there. So, you know, we invite you out always. You're always welcome, of course. But Cassie is Team Hawaiian Chaos, and they are sponsored by, not only are they a Glycoflex ambassador team, but they're also sponsored by the Maui Brewing Company and Momentum Carnivore Nutrition. So this is a great team that has a good number of sponsors. And with those sponsors, you think they'd be flying her out to the East Coast and down to Florida and everything like that, right? Hint, hint, clue. So, but anyway, once again, I want to let you know, this is a bit dated, so I apologize for that. But I always have a good conversation when talking with Cassie. Here we go. Team Hawaiian Chaos, sponsored by Glycoflex, Maui Brewing Company, and Momentum Carnivore Nutrition.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I am speaking with Cassie Swift. Hi, Cassie. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jim?
I'm good. Thank you very much. It's wonderful to talk with you and talk with someone from Utah, which we were talking before the call, I guess, because I always see you in Colorado and everything. I just assumed you were from that area. I didn't realize you were from Utah. So some doc jumpers in Utah as well. That's awesome. Well, that's good. Hopefully that'll keep building and things will get more exciting. You get a couple events out there every year, don't you?
Yeah, we just had one in January, actually. And then I've heard there's going to be another one in May, but I'm still waiting on all the details to hear about that.
So okay. We'll see. Okay, cool. You're part of the Glycoflex sponsorship team. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's a pretty cool thing. So have you used Glycoflex for a long time, or how did you get introduced to that?
I actually started it right after I met them and talked to them, and we really thought it could help Kona, so I actually started them on it, and it's made a huge difference.
Oh, cool. What are you using specifically?
I use the Glycoflex 3 Bones.
Okay.
And I also like their probiotic a lot, too, because Kona has a really sensitive stomach.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So that helps them a ton as well.
Good, good, good. And speaking of your dogs, you have a lot of dogs. Not all of them are Doc Dogs jumpers, but tell us about all your dogs, really. Let's start with the non-jumpers. Who are they, and how did you get into them? Tell us the story behind that.
Well, we have Midnight. She's actually Ryan's dog, and he's had her... She turned 16 in October.
Wow.
So she's kind of our stay-at-home, hold-down-the-house, while we're out of town dog.
Yeah.
But yeah, she used to go hunting with them, and she pretty much is just retired now and can do whatever she wants because she's pretty old, so she can enjoy life.
That's cool. What kind of dog is she?
She's a black lab.
Okay, awesome. Excellent. And you have another that's not a dock jumper either. Who's that?
That'd be Luna. She's our flat-coated retriever. We actually got her from the Humane Society, and she was supposedly returned for biting kids, but lo and behold, she actually has seizures.
Okay.
And so I think they just didn't want to deal with that.
Aw.
When really, I mean, we have to give her pills every day, and it's scary when it happens, but...
Yeah.
Nothing to return a dog for. So she's actually... We take her to events, and she helps us raise money for, you know, the different charities we do, because she's so friendly with people, and it helps get the word out about all the charities.
Yeah, that's great, and that's cool that you took on that responsibility and gave her a good home. So that's very good. I applaud you for that, certainly. And I love
We love her. Even if she doesn't jump, or she's not a sport dog at all, but that's fine with us.
It'd be fine with me, too. I love the flat coats. They're beautiful dogs. They really are.
She really is.
And then now your jumping teams. Tell us about those and you know who you got and all that good stuff.
Well, we can start with the oldest, if you want, Bear. He's my Australian Shepherd. He's never been a big jumper, but the big thing was just getting him in the water for me.
That's cool. How did
it
you go about that?
It doesn't matter to me how far he goes at all.
Well, how did you go about getting him into the water? I mean, was it a long process?
It took me about a year to get him to finally just fall in. And I didn't think he'd ever get in. I'd take him to events, and he'd get off the ramp, and he'd swim a little. And I'm like, you know, even if he just does that, that's fine, whatever he wants to do. And then one day, he just kind of fell in, and he decided it wasn't so bad, and now he'll jump a little.
that's great, though. I mean, you got something, give him something to do, and I'm sure he's having fun at it. Wonderful. Awesome. And then...
He turns 11 this week, actually, so...
Wow, wow. And he still likes doing all that and coming out. That's awesome. That's great to hear.
Yeah. Yep, it is. It's a lot of fun.
And then who else do you have?
Sorry, what?
Who else do you have? Yeah, keep going. I want to hear about all your teams.
I have Maui. She's actually how we got involved with Rough Patch Rescue, which is a local rescue out here. I saw her on Pet Finder, and then we went and met her, and she was a crazy chesty, and that's why the people couldn't keep her before. So we took her on, and we took her to the first event, and we're like, all right, we don't know what she'll do. We threw the toy out, no hesitation, nothing. She just jumped right in.
That's cool.
She's our crazy dog of them all. She's a little nuts in the head.
You know what? When we say this all the time, I think sometimes to have a nice doc dog or a good doc dog, they actually do need to be a little crazy, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, she has no fear at all. We nicknamed her the tank because she'll run through anything around here.
It is kind of scary. You know, once in a while I think about this, and I don't know if I should go there. I don't want to put this dark thought in people's heads, but... It's kind of scary to think that I'm pretty sure I could throw my dog's bumper off a cliff and she would go.
Oh, Maui would. We talk about it all the time. If we throw it in a fire, she's going to go.
Right. It's kind of scary, but it also shows the trust and the level that the communication and the bond that you have with those dogs and how much they trust you. That kind of trust that's amazing. And
yeah.
It makes you feel good as a dog owner that you have that kind of bond. It's so cool.
Well, especially a rescue.
Oh, and absolutely.
It's nice to me, too, because when we first got her, she had a great fear of men. But now Ryan is her favorite person. So
that's cool.
It's huge for me to see that.
Yeah, that is cool too. You know, there's a number of dogs out there that have, you know, different fears of whatever. I can think of our friend Sheena Vandenberg, and she has a rescue named Riker, a Malinois, and he's you know, he has a fear of men too. And I've over the years gotten a little closer and closer, and it's taken time, and I don't get to see him very often, which is kind of, you know, the hard part too. But each time I feel like he gives me a tiny bit more every time, and it makes me feel good too. And I hope I'm helping him out, right? yeah. So Maui, let's talk about what kind of accomplishments has Maui made in Doc Dogs. Do you do all three disciplines?
Yeah, she does do all three, and she's been the world three times now.
Cool.
And Gabe used to jump her. He used to do the youth division with her, but then teenagers kind of become teenagers, and things don't become so cool anymore and kind of go their own way.
yeah.
Well, you see him at a couple events. He still does them here and there. But, yeah, she went to Worlds in 2013, and him and Maui took second place in the junior division.
Oh, cool.
They just all of a sudden clicked, and just the jump was awesome, and it was pretty good size jump, too. So it was awesome to see them both click like that and all of a sudden just get it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome.
I think Worlds kind of brings out the best in a lot of dogs because I think there's so much energy there that dogs perform better than they normally do elsewhere because there's so much there.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zook's dog treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zook's Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's Glycoflex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. Glycoflex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Mind if we pay your vet bills?
Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
And then who else you have on your team?
We have Kona, my other crazy Chessie. Probably the most famous on our team is Kona. He's the one that got me into it. I actually saw it on TV. And I thought to myself, I really want to do that one day. And then, lo and behold, I ended up running across Kona as a puppy. And we ended up getting him, and the rest is history. That's how we got into the sport, actually.
That's cool.
And Kona, our first year was 2012. And I decided to go to regionals after doing a couple events, and I ended up getting our invite. We took third in Big Air Elite our first year.
Oh, wow.
It blew me away. I had no idea. Because when I started, Kona, his biggest jump was 9 feet, and I was excited he just got in the water. So I didn't think by the end of the season we'd be going to Worlds in Elite and finishing third.
That's cool. That's crazy. So what is Kona's biggest jump to date?
His biggest is 26.11.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It is. That one, it was awesome.
That is cool.
And it's kind of cool, too, because then in 2013, I got into Iron Dog, and that's when we got our World invite, and he clicked at World, because I fought with it all year trying to get him, because EV, as everybody knows, is really, really hard for a dog to click and get it.
Yeah.
And so I kind of fought on and on all season trying to get it, and he clicked at Worlds, and he ended up winning Iron Dog Warrior.
Wow, that's awesome.
So that was 2013. In 2014, he got his Iron Dog Titan invite, and we finished second in that. And then this past year, we did Spartan, and we made finals and finished sixth. So he each year went up.
That's awesome. So
I can't complain.
No, absolutely not. I mean, so each year you not only made finals, but you finished in at least the top six between all those years. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is excellent.
Awesome. Yeah, it is. He blows me away.
That is so cool. And then you still have yet another dog to tell us about.
I do. We ended up, so Maliki, his name is actually my dad's name in Hawaiian. Because I ended up, my dad passed away unexpectedly. And so then we ran across this dog, and I ended up getting him. And I'm like, well, I'm going to name him after my dad. But I didn't want to call him Marty. So I named him Maliki to fit with the team, Hawaiian Chaos.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah.
He's a Belgian Malinois, and we got him, we didn't get him for dock diving, we got him to try some other sports around here, and then, of course, we're like, we'll just throw him in, because we travel and do it anyway.
Right.
And he got his world invite last year, but he refused to jump, so.
Worlds, he wouldn't go? Aw.
No, he would for practice, but
of course.
For actual competition, he wouldn't jump.
Yeah, of course, they all jump for practice.
Right? And he's not a big jumper, and that's not a big deal to us. He has a lot of fun.
Oh, that's cool, and that's a nice tribute to your dad too. That was cool.
Thank you.
So, and then I lost track. I'm sorry. Are we out of dogs, or you still have more?
I'm out.
Okay. I lost track. I apologize, Cassie. I should have been making little tabs here as we went through each one.
That's why I went oldest to youngest, so I wouldn't forget.
good. What about the 2016 season? Do you have any plans? Are there any specific events that you're definitely saying, I'm going there for sure, got to make it?
Well, we're kind of waiting on the regionals in California. We're going to do that. And then if that doesn't happen, then we're going to go to the GoPro Mountain Games again.
Okay, cool.
That's a fun event.
Very cool, very cool. Have you done any dueling dogs with any of your dogs?
No, but I want to really bad, so I'm watching for something to be close enough that we can go.
Okay, cool. I know that schedule is still building, so yeah, definitely keep a look on it, as is the Doc Dog schedule. You know that. You've been doing this for a number of years, so that's very cool.
I kind of do a month-by-month plan and see what's within driving distance of Utah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I'm sure out there, I was just talking to another competitor about this, and you can back me up on this, but if someone says there's a Doc Dogs event 3-4 hours away and they're like, oh, I'm not making that drive, that's too far, they're crazy, right?
Well, I'm 3 to 4 hours, I'm down anything, because that's close for me.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Yeah. What's the furthest you've driven for a Doc Dogs event?
Probably Worlds. It's
in Dubuque.
18
okay.
Hours, I think, is what it is.
Yeah, okay, that is, okay, yeah, you gotta go across the mountains and everything there, too.
Yeah.
So, very cool. So, so in Utah, with not so many people, I mean, there's some out there, but do you have places to practice or go to?
No, sadly, we don't. I have a smaller pool in my backyard, so I've been trying to get some of the newbies involved, hoping that when events come here,
yeah,
they'll go, and then hopefully we can build a team so we can get more out here.
Well, this is a good question for you, because I'm sure there's a lot of people in this predicament, even if they do have stuff available closer. But so, if you really don't have access to something like that, how do you prepare your dogs, and how do you train your dogs for Doc Dogs?
We keep them fit by, all the exercises we can do. And we used to take the dogs to the lake, but it's so different. It's hard to train somebody, because it's clear water. And so when you take a dog from a lake to the clear water, it's completely different for them. So that's what's really hard about where we are, is being able to help somebody
Get
their dog in that clear water when you don't have a practice facility.
Right, yeah, it can be. And for those that don't know what we're talking about, you take your dog out to rivers, streams, ponds, lakes, and, the water's usually, cloudy. And they're used to that. And then you get up there at a Doc Dogs event, and they see cleared through to the bottom, and some of them are confused. But it takes a little bit of getting them used to it and understanding, hey, it's the same thing, you know, don't worry about it. And once they realize that, there doesn't seem to be a problem after that.
No, there's not once they get it. But other than that, I mean, all we can really do is keep them fit by running them and, you know, their exercises and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, and that, and hopefully they help keep us fit too. I know I need mine to work on me a little more. They're good.
Me too.
they're good. I'm not.
Yeah, I always say if I even worked out as much as one of my dogs, I would be ripped. So.
Right. Yeah, me too. I know. I put my priorities on my dogs, I guess.
Yeah, I do too. They eat better than me. They work out better than me. They probably sleep better than me.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, same thing. Well, we're all dog lovers, and that's the great thing about the sport of Doc Dogs is dog lovers coming together and going through all that. So, well, that's really cool. Well, Cassie, it was great talking with you. I really appreciate the time that you took and responding to my message earlier that, looking for some people to talk with. I'm going to have to do that again in the future because I got a great response, and I'm getting to talk with people like yourself that I haven't talked with on Radio Doc Dogs and haven't seen since were you Durango? Is that where I saw you last? Maybe
Durango and Worlds.
Yeah, okay, and Worlds, yes. And I'm sorry, I always forget about Worlds. We were talking about this in another episode because most of the time at Worlds things are going on so busy between people, you're lucky if you say, hey, how you doing, and that's it, you know. So yeah.
Wave on as you go on to your next pool.
right, absolutely, that's right. Well, thanks again, Cassie, I appreciate it, and good luck this season. Have fun with your dogs.
Will do. You too.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, thanks again to Cassie Swift. That was a great interview. I enjoy talking with Cassie. She's a fun-loving, great sports person with her dogs, and it's always a good time. So I hope you enjoyed it as well. Once again, I know that interview was a little dated, but I'm glad we finally got her in on the show, and next time I will definitely try to get an up-to-date interview. You know, so when you see Cassie out there, say, hey, heard you on Radio Doc Dogs, and enjoyed your conversation. If you did, if you didn't, then just keep your mouth shut. I don't know. Tell her you didn't like it. Tell her she's got to do it again. I don't know. I'm picking on Cassie now. So anyway, that's it for me. Whatever you're doing this weekend, maybe you are at one of the events that's taking place. Whatever you're doing there, have fun. Jump big, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.